Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us on a Wednesday morning, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. It's always exciting to get to that midweek point on a Wednesday when Monday is behind us and Friday is in front of us.
Well, we turn to some breaking news for the Capital Region in New York. Alan, I'll read to you from the Times Union. Rochester-based Capital Gaming LLC has signed a contract to purchase the largely vacant Tobin's First Prize Center. That's the property along Interstate 90 on the Albany Colony line.
Yes, the theory here is that we'll have a casino of our own in the Albany or Colony side. People of Colony voted against the whole concept of the gaming, and now we have the specter of this thing coming to Albany. There will be those people who think this is exactly what we don't need. And it will be, of course, traffic congestion, the Everett Road exit, which many people take to get to WAMC. And it is a place where there is business now. It's a very lovely and wonderful neighborhood. And there will be hell to pay, to put it mildly, about this thing. There will be those who are for it, I suppose, because it'll bring some jobs in allegedly, although that's always a matter of debate of where these people come from who run these gambling casinos. But in the end, it'll be a huge fight.
Three-term New York Representative Bill Owen, someone who you talk to regularly in the congressional corner, who nearly won re-election in 2012, he's decided not to seek another term.
Well, he is the rarest of things. He is what we call a blue dog Democrat. In other words, in order to win in that district, you have to be as close to being a Republican as you can. He is a Democrat. There's no question about it. His law partner was a late state senator from the region who was a Republican. And he is a guy who has hung on and I suspect could have done it another time. Yet it would have been a hard fight. And it will always be a hard fight in that district, especially if you're a Democrat. Obama carried the district, and it is not impossible, and they'll have to find somebody like Owens, who is basically a conservative Democrat, in order to win the seat again. It will mean that a lot of people will be looking at this thing, and there'll be some competition on both sides for who runs. Owens worked very hard and deserves a lot of credit for winning election and staying elected, but there's a limit. And one of the things about being a congressman is every 2 years you got to do it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartung, joining us. Alan, thanks.
Thank you, David.